Alrighty, folks. So we have done the trades. They're all done. So all we've got left is the free agents and a round preview. And for some, it's the last round preview of the season. What exciting permutations can happen? Who knows? Itchy and Scratchy will take us through all the ups and downs of that. And Jack and I will go through all the free agency action. 35 changes were made in the 3 days. 35 changes as teams position themselves for the upcoming season or get ready for a finals assault. We'll go through everything and you can decide who's made a good decision and who's made a bad one. It's brought to you by Ponyfish Islanders because he's got his nose so far up your business it's hard to know where he ends and you begin. Here comes Ponyfish Islanders with all the trade news. Okay, so what we'll do this week is go through team by team and see what moves they made before their finals assault or their team they're going to hold for the rest of the season. All right, Jack, are you ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready. I just plays, man.
Whatever. Okay, so we've worked out how to work the microphone, so that's pretty handy. So first up is Stars. He's made the one move with the RFA, got rid of Spud Boy Smith, and picked up Red Bull Robbo. What do you reckon of that one, Jackie boy?
Yeah, I reckon that's a all right. Stop looking at me. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. That's a all right trade there.
Not a trade, dickhead. It's a RFA move.
Whatever. Free agent. I mean, Smiths can't football, and
Robinson, even.
Robinson is can't football, but is a bit better at football than
Okay.
Smith.
Fucking where's Pony when you need him? Ponyfish Islanders made no transactions this round. He's loving his team as it is, going into the last round before finals. So very settled at Ponyfish Islanders. DC87 just used the RFAs and he's picked up Mark Hutchings and got rid of Bailey Banfield and dropped Dylan Moore for Jack Ginnivan,
Ginnivan
who scored a massive 34 this evening. So I'm not sure what brought that on.
needs to kick 7 goals to score a decent fantasy
Pretty
score.
sure Moore is a better option there. Unless he just wanted to go for broke with a hopefully
Decent score.
a loop-de-loop, but yeah, not a big fan of that one. DT87, Mark Hutchings for Bailey Banfield. Never know what could happen there.
Hutchings
Hutchings
will probably do
playing
a
his,
hamstring.
doing his first game. Much of a muchness.
Yeah, I hope he should score more than Bamfield.
Manic Monkeys, he was reasonably busy. One RFA, picks up Orazio Fantasia with the RFA and drops Callum Brown. Well, dropping Callum Brown, yes. Fantasia, what do you reckon of that?
If he's gonna make finals, I think Fantasia's 1 or 2 weeks away.
So let's have a quick look at the ladder. Where's Manic? I believe he is in the finals hunt there. He's up at fifth.
What happened last
So
week? I don't think he can't make it out of finals.
we have a quick look here at the 1 to 2 weeks away for Fantasia. So he potentially is back next round in time for the finals, so getting in a week early. Interesting move there. Hopefully he's got enough bench depth to get him through any issues this week. Then on the free agency list, he got rid of the unicorn Nicholas Cox and picked up non-playing Brandon Sear.
Not too sure about
But he then got rid of Sear and picked up non-playing Josh Caddy.
Also not too sure about
And then he's got rid of Fantasia, who wasn't playing, which was came out. It's obviously made after team list. So he's got rid of Sear and Fantasia after team list are gone, and he's picked up Sam Reed. He's got rid of Josh Caddy, who's not playing. So he's picked up three players who aren't playing.
So who's he kept out of that? No one.
So he ended up with Sam Reed and David Zaharakis. Oh, boy. Poor old Manny going around in circles there, eh?
Yeah.
Zaharakis, I didn't even know he still played football.
He's been medical sub like 7 times.
And good old Sam Reed playing, I think they got Gold Coast?
No.
Fremantle, I think. Yeah, he might get on the end of a few there. So, interesting move there by Manic. Slippery Gypsies, what's he done? In the desperate attempt to lift himself out of the bottom four, can he manage to do that before?
Just last week?
No, this is live as we stand right now.
So is he winning or losing now?
As we speak, he's getting his ass kicked by me.
Wait, so if he ends up... No, I don't think... Can he even make it out?
Yeah, if he wins, he goes up to 24.
Yeah, well, if Legolas wins, he...
if Legolas wins, good one. That's funny. Yeah, anyway, well, we'll let Itchy and Scratchy go into that. But, so Slip, trying to desperately get his way back into the top eight for finals, has picked up Reece Stanley. Now, that should help a lot, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Wait, who are they versing, though?
Reece Stanley.
Geelong are versing
Rickmond against Nate the Tank. He's dropped Wilkie and picked up Georgie Hewitt. Yeah. He does have the odd good game, but you're probably not really gaining a lot there. So just easy, a personal preference by the looks of it. Flying Ryan comes into the team as that. Oh, he's used three RFAs and got rid of Josh Thomas. So Flying Ryan at this time last year was very good for me. I wonder if he'll be very good for Slip. And then he's got rid of good-looking Tom Lynch and picked up Shane Mumford.
No.
Well, he had to get rid of Flick because he had no Flynn. So he's picked up Rux of Mumford and Stanley because Witz is injured. And he's running. He'd have to loop. Yeah, he'd be looping one, looping whoever's first, which is.
Geelong?
Oh, yeah, it is Geelong. Ooh, wonder how he's going to manage that.
He won't, I don't think. Well, no, that's 120. Okay.
So,
it's going to have to be quick then.
Slip's going to be busy on a Sunday. So, yeah, so ruck dilemmas there, plus a couple of Hail Marys. Disposables, what's he done? Oh, no, he's got rid of Paddy Dow and picked up Marbior Choll.
No.
Don't like that?
No, don't. He made 78 and he kicked like 4 goals.
He's saying he needs to kick another 4 to get a decent score. All right.
And Paddy Dow against North Melbourne.
You think
Richmond against Geelong.
You're thinking that he's made a tactical error there?
I think he has, yes.
There you have it, folks. Straight from the Oracle's mouth. Legless. What the hell's Legless done? He's picked up Sam Petreski, Seaton, and Devin Smith. Oh, that was a couple of days later, I said. But he used the RFA on Devin Smith, a man averaging 62 and really can't score.
Just to get rid of him a day later.
Just to get rid of him a day later to pick up Luke Pedlar as a bit of youth, bit of vitality coming to the team. I wonder if he's a keeper for Legless. What's he showing? Average score 33. Interesting. Why would you do that, do you reckon?
I don't know.
Averaging 33, obviously.
I'm pretty sure he had like a 70 in there as well.
So if he had a 70 and he's averaging 30, that means the other game was like a 0.
Never mind, he didn't make 70. But he made one half-decent score.
Okay, well, Legolas is hanging his hat on that. And obviously he knows best. He'll educate us about that pick in the next week or two on the podcast. He's very good at educating people, Legolas. Awesome. Has made the one move with RFA. He's picked up the Zerha and dropped Chrissy Burgess.
Yes. Much of a muchness, really.
Much of a muchness. So not much there from Team Awesome, and nothing that got Jack too excited there. Dazed and confused. No transactions have been made this round. Another one very happy with his team. And he runs into finals full head of steam. Now, Vipers. Oh, we've actually got to scroll down here. All right, so he's the RFA to pick up Harry Morrison, who is injured and not playing.
Yep.
He's the RFA to pick up Matt Tabanar for a non-playing McIntosh, which is reasonable. He's the RFA to pick up a non-playing Jack Gunston. He's the RFA to pick up a non-playing Charlie Kerno. He's the RFA to pick up Cam Ellis-Yolman, who's not playing. And he's the RFA to pick up Connor Blakely. So he's picked up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people.
From 6 trades, he's got rid of 5 non. He's got in 5 non-playing players and got in 4 that are playing.
See, because Vipers isn't making finals again. Like, he's never made finals ever in this competition. He's the only one. He's never made any finals. But he's going back to his tried and true and successful strategy of picking up old injured hacks in the last round and then hoping that they all miraculously get better by next year and all go back to being better fantasy footballers than they were this year.
Bad. Don't like that.
So apart from Harry Morrison, who's still got on the up curve, Jack Gunston is on the way down. Charlie Kerno will never get on the park. Ellis Yolman, we're really lucky to play, and Connor Blakely, unless he gets traded, will hardly play as well. So they'll sit on his bench, and he'll think himself unlucky again next year when they all get injured or don't play. The funniest thing would be is if they all score 90 in the average 90 in the preseason because they're actually trying to get into a team and no one else cares, and then they go back to normal after he decides to keep them all next year.
That would be funny.
It would be very funny. All right. Anyway, so Vipers, no, you're not getting a tick of approval here, but I don't think you expected that from anyone anyway. But your tried and true strategy will be working well. Merca, what's he done? Picked up Jeremy Sharp on the back of his ton last week, and he's been scoring some decent scores at an average of 80, so nice young talent coming into the team. And picked up Jake Kelly. So one pick for the future and one pick for the now. After Jake Kelly helped me beat Aussie Merca last week, he's decided that he's worth picking up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that, Jack. It's very insightful. All right. Jesus so Christ. There's one team left, and that's my good self. I use the RFA to pick up Elijah Holland, Jai Newcomb, Damon Greaves. Now, if you just notice here, the average age of the people I pick up as opposed to the average age of other people that have picked up. You know what I'm saying? The average age is a bit different.
Yeah.
So then I picked up free agent Leo Connolly, picked up Nick Holman, but he's a spud. So I picked up Andrew McPherson. Hopefully he's good. And, yeah, might be something I might be able to keep next year. Who knows? Hopefully it's a good preseason. My boy, Finn McRae.
Yeah.
What did he get tonight?
71.
That's pretty awesome for a guy who is, was on the waivers. Happy with that. And then Nick Cox was dumped by someone during the week. I forget we just covered who that was, but I can't remember that far back. So, I've got all the youth to have a look at next season. In the preseason and see how they're all gone, and we'll see how we go from there. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, he dropped a lot of players who are scoring a lot better, so I guess it doesn't matter for you, though, does it?
No, because I'm looking at next year. Well, that's what you do in a keeper league, dude. I look to next year and get the youth and hope that they grow. Other people get the old injured people and hope that they don't be any older or any more injured next year. So there's different strategies out there for different coaches.
I'll just make sure I'm eating cereal with this spoon that you're bringing home.
Well, I've already done that, so that's not going to change with any of this. So you got to get ready for next year.
Okay.
Right. So there you have it, folks. We're all done and dusted. We'll be back next week with probably a lot less trades, a lot less free agents, I would imagine, because there'll only be 8 teams left. So on to Itchy and Scratchy.